On the outskirts of Hargeisa, Somaliland, is the Abarso School of Science and Technology. High achievers from around Somaliland, and some from the diaspora, come there to study, live, and attempt to get into prestigious schools around the world. And it seems to be working. Jill Craig reports from Hargeisa.
If you suffer that, I call one. Yeah, negative square root of negative one. So in that case.
That's the voice of Mustafa Mohammed Ibrahim, a recent graduate of the Abarso School of Science and Technology. He's helping younger classmates with math problems they might encounter on the ACT, an American college entrance exam.
I love this place. I love the people, I love the students.
But the 8th and 9th graders he's teaching aren't studying in the United States. At least, not yet. Abarso is an elite school located outside Hargeisa, Somaliland, teaching students from 7th to 12th grades. And it's competitive. Prospective 7th grade students must take an entrance exam, in which 500 or 600 of them compete for 50 spots. This year, at least 1,000 students were expected to take the test. Once students are accepted, the rigorous curriculum, focused on math, science, and technology, while helping them become fully conversant in English, provides international opportunities. According to school headmaster James Linville, 80 students are studying at or have been accepted to universities and secondary schools throughout the world, with nearly half of them on full scholarship.
Well, it's incredibly competitive to get scholarships as international students to these schools. And not only that, but it's been a very long time since Somali-educated and Somali-raised students were able to get these scholarships. So actually, when our first students got scholarships 3 years ago, they were the first in over a generation to be given scholarships to study in the U.S.
Educational opportunities were limited for Somalilanders caught up in civil war from 1988 to 1991, and then held back by lack of funds or political turmoil. Ibrahim, who was recently accepted to New York's University of Rochester with a full scholarship, says he's happy for opportunities that were beyond his parents' reach.
For a kid who his parents never graduated from middle school, it's, of course, it is very, very big deal for getting accepted to universities in the States.
There are now 40 Abarso alumni in the United States alone, studying at schools like Harvard, MIT, Georgetown, Amherst, and Carnegie Mellon. And once abroad, they are keeping up with their international counterparts. Linville says that Abarso students have an average grade point average of 3.2 in college and prep school and have scored exceptionally high on the SAT, another American college entrance exam, which he says is noteworthy.
Especially considering that they, at the time they took the SAT, have been taking classes in English for 3 years. So, I mean, imagine sending an American kid to another country, asking them to take the national exam in 3 years and then scoring in the 80th or 90th percentile.
The Abarso School was started by an American financier named Jonathan Starr, who took a trip to his uncle's native Somaliland in 2008 and decided to open a school there, using $500,000 of his own money to do so. Since Abarso's 2009 opening, there have been three graduating classes of about 35 students each. And the hope is that they will bring their knowledge home to improve their country.
So your job is to find...
Okay.
Times three, times two, times two.
It's four.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Hargeisa.